North Carolina is now in the top 10, and that is not a good thing. Top 10 in terms of the most coronavirus cases of any state, and top 10 in terms of the most new cases in the last couple days. Let's find out what's going on there with Jason DeBruin, who's a reporter with WUNC. He joins us from Raleigh. Jason, tell us about the spike in cases that you're seeing there right now.
Well, you hit the nail on the head. I mean, it is jumping up. You know, now we're measuring new cases in the hundreds and some days even the thousands as opposed to the dozens, which is a little bit concerning, obviously. One thing that's maybe not quite as concerning is that our hospitalizations do seem to have plateaued a little bit. For many weeks, we were sort of going up and up, slow and steady, not any big spikes, but definitely seeing day-over-day increases and certainly week-over-week increases. Now here for the past week or so, those hospitalizations do seem to have leveled off. Of course, you know, there's always maybe that week or even sometimes 2 week lag period when you talk about a lab confirmed case to a hospitalization. Mm-hmm. So we're cautiously optimistic about the hospitalization number, but certainly our health experts are looking at that, you know, lab confirmed cases number and are worried that our hospitals might see another uptick here in, well, really the next couple of days, but into the next week as well.
And I know that you've noticed that there are also a lot of cases focused in meatpacking plants, which is something we've also seen in other states.
Absolutely. Look, as you know, it's sort of a good environment for the virus to flow, right? I mean, it's cold. People are close to each other, having to shout at each other because of the noise. You might not know this, but North Carolina is actually the second largest hog producing state. We're behind Iowa, so it's a major driver of our economy. Thousands of workers in that industry. And of course, President Trump many months ago named these essential workers, and certainly they are, right? I mean, we rely on these meat processing facilities to get not only hot dogs and pork, but also poultry out to our dinner tables. And so certainly mm-hmm. they're important. But yeah, we are seeing outbreaks in these meat processing facilities, unfortunately. And of course, that's also oftentimes an immigrant community, in some cases, people who don't speak much English. And so there is a difficulty in getting some education out to these people, unfortunately, at times.
And in some cases, people who live in multi-generational households, which is also a problem when it comes to spreading the coronavirus. Now, North Carolina is also a research hub. President Trump was there yesterday visiting a lab. What's going on with vaccine development efforts there?
Yeah, so that's right. So the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill, Duke University, I mean, we are pride ourselves here in the Research Triangle Park in our biomedical research. And in fact, UNC Hospitals is going to be one of the sites to do vaccine clinical trials. And so people in this area are perhaps excited to do their part, to sign up for the so-called healthy trials where, you know, first they see if the vaccine does no harm to healthy individuals. So yeah, it should be pretty cool to watch that vaccine development right here in our backyard.
Are people in North Carolina in general wearing masks as far as you can tell? Are businesses being careful, and are businesses having to shut back down because of the spike?
So the answer is mostly. I think we've seen that across the nation as well, that people are mostly wearing masks. But that's not to say everybody. Certainly, we've had a group here that has called themselves the Reopen NC, right? They've had marches, they've had protests. These people often are not wearing masks, and they're demanding that Governor Cooper, a Democrat, reopen much of the state more quickly than he has. But that said, many, many businesses are following the rules. Many businesses are requiring people to wear face coverings. I might note that bars here are still closed. So mm-hmm. while restaurants are open, bars are closed. Of course, that's been a bit of contention among some. But generally speaking, yeah, people are taking it pretty seriously, though unfortunately that is not across the board.
One more thing I want to ask you about. North Carolina is a swing state in this upcoming presidential race. After Trump's visit there yesterday, Vice President Pence will be there tomorrow. There is a governor's race this year. There's a Senate race this year. What is the landscape right now, or how are people feeling about their leaders?
Tense, maybe. This is probably one of the biggest elections North Carolina will have had for decades. In addition to everything that you just mentioned, there's also redistricting on the table in North Carolina. Right, you know, every 10 years is when the legislature redistricts and draws the lines. And you might remember that there was some contention about how those lines were drawn over the past 10 years. So it's a huge election here in North Carolina, probably the biggest in 30 years or more, and perhaps even more than that. So definitely one to keep an eye on. People here are watching it very closely, and I think that nerves are pretty high and will stay high between now and Election Day.
And do you think it's hinging on what happens with the coronavirus?
I don't know that it's hinging on that alone. Certainly there are a lot of other topics, but it's clearly that is one of the main focuses of this election in North Carolina and other states, right? So I don't know that I would say it hinges on that exactly, but clearly it's a major, major factor.
That is Jason DeBruin, who's a reporter with WUNC, joining us from Raleigh. Jason, thank you.
You're welcome.